Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today is day three of a hearing by the Massachusetts State Gaming Commission, which is trying to determine whether Wynn Resorts should continue to hold the license for the $2.5 billion casino it's building in Everett. That casino is slated to open in 2 months. WBUR's Steve Brown has been covering the hearing and joins us now this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob.
So day two yesterday, much of the focus on day two was on the man who replaced Steve Wynn as CEO of Wynn Resorts. He's Matt Maddox. What do they want to know from him?
They'd like to find out what Matt Maddox knew and when he knew it in regards to allegations of sexual harassment on the part of company founder Steve Wynn. Steve Wynn, with the help of company attorneys, settled a 2005 case involving an employee who claimed that Wynn raped her. Now, Steve Wynn has denied that, said it was consensual. Maddox has worked for the company since 2002 and worked closely with Steve Wynn since 2008. Maddox acknowledged that up until 14 months ago, he, Wynn, and former corporate counsel Kim Marie Sinatra were the troika that ran the company. Wynn and Sinatra have since left the company. Maddox remains and is one of the last direct ties to the company's disgraced founder.
So if Maddox has worked for the company for so long, he was one of the key executives on duty, so to speak, when the State Gaming Commission awarded the Boston area casino license to Wynn Resorts about 5 years ago?
Yes, he was. And at the time, he was deemed suitable by the commission. He has to convince them again that he remains suitable. But he found himself in the crucible at yesterday's hearing. Commission Chair Kathy Judd Stein questioned Maddox as to why he didn't immediately act when he first got word in 2017 that Steve Wynn may have raped an employee.
Well, now you're being told that there was an allegation of rape. No. Did you notify the board?
I did not. Okay. I did not. My understanding was that my boss's boss is the board had taken this issue up in 2016. And so in hindsight, I should have paid more attention to it.
Maddox reiterated that he was led to believe the allegations against Steve Wynn were a litigation ploy by Wynn's ex-wife, Elaine Wynn.
Steve, commissioners also had questions about how closely Maddox was paying attention, right?
Yeah. At another point in the hearing, Commissioner Gail Cameron asked Maddox if he felt betrayed by his staff for not letting him know about the allegations and the settlement.
There were a lot of different people that I think were trying to protect Steve Wynn. And the last thing that they would want to do is tell me.
Why is that when they report to you?
I think I'm known as a very straight arrow. I am the one that would always...
But one they can go right around.
That's, Mr. Wynn was the boss. I wasn't. Those are the facts.
Well, pretty tough questions for Maddox there. Is the commission done with Maddox, Steve, as the hearing continues today?
Not quite yet. The commission staff was getting toward the end of their cross-examination when they broke for the day yesterday. So Maddox will find himself back in the hot seat once again. It is possible if the commission is not satisfied with Maddox's responses, they could force him to step aside if Wynn Resorts is allowed to retain the Everett license.
And we won't know about that until the commission renders its decision on the bigger question about whether they keep the license.
That's right, and that decision won't likely come until later this month.
All right, WBUR's Steve Brown covering the hearings before the State Gaming Commission. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Thanks, Bob.